This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. UN officials have expressed alarm at the worsening humanitarian situation in Syria. The UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Mark Lowcock, told the Security Council they need to call on the warring parties to protect the displaced.
At least 100 civilians were killed between 1 and 16 February by air and ground-based strikes in the northwest, according to the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. 35 of those killed were children.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the Aleppo countryside and parts of neighboring Idlib province in northwestern Syria. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled the fighting. Iran state media reported two people have died after testing positive for the coronavirus, the first cases of the disease in the country. The IRNA news agency quoted health ministry officials as saying the two people died in the holy city of Qom, south of Tehran. Iran has applied safety measures on arrival flights at its airports in an effort to control a possible spread of the virus. Passengers are getting off a cruise ship in Japan after a two-week quarantine ended. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Hundreds of passengers contracted the coronavirus on board. More than 300 Americans were evacuated over the weekend and brought back to the U.S., where they are in quarantine for 14 days. Some Americans chose to remain on board the Diamond Princess. They will not be allowed to return home for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. The U.S. is worried about their possible exposure to the virus while on board the ship. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned China's expulsion of three Wall Street Journal reporters after the paper's opinion section published a piece critical of Beijing's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. In a statement, Pompeo said, quote, mature, responsible countries understand that a free press publishes both facts and expresses opinions, unquote. China's foreign ministry had said the opinion piece, which ran under the headline, China is the real sick man of Asia, was racist and denigrated China's efforts to fight the viral outbreak. The foreign ministry said it had asked the newspaper to apologize, which it had declined to do. However, the journal's publisher, William Lewis, said in a statement that he was deeply disappointed by the decision to run the headline. Lewis said the opinion pages and the reporting part of the journal are separate entities, and it was not the paper's intention to offend anyone. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg's presidential campaign has made a big gamble, and it will be tested in a few hours in Las Vegas when he makes his debate debut. AP's Sagar Meghani has this preview.
Bloomberg has skipped the early voting states and instead poured hundreds of millions of dollars into TV ads. Tufts University political analyst Jeffrey Berry says his rivals have noticed.
He's doing it the easy way. They've been doing it the hard way, and they're angry.
And ready.
I'm anxious for the debate tonight.
Joe Biden says he'll tell the truth about Bloomberg.
That always works.
What's the truth about Bloomberg?
Truth is, he's basically been a Republican his whole life.
Biden's faltering campaign badly needs a boost. And with the other candidates also pushing to separate themselves, some Democrats fear the stage is set for a bare-knuckle brawl on the Vegas Strip. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A top U.S. Defense Department official resigned Wednesday at President Donald Trump's request, the latest of several members of Trump's national security team who were involved in the Ukraine controversy to be fired. Trump tweeted, I would like to thank John Rood for his service to our country and wish him well in his future endeavors. Rood said in his resignation letter to Trump, quote, it is my understanding from Secretary Mark Esper that you requested my resignation. Rood, the Defense Department's top policy official, certified last year that Ukraine's anti-corruption campaign had progressed enough to release U.S. military aid to the country. That certification was generally perceived as undercutting the Trump defense team's argument during his impeachment trial that the president refused to release the aid out of concern over corruption in Ukraine. Rood is the latest official to be purged by Trump after his recent impeachment acquittal. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.